Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, if you walk through the streets of Wynwood or Miami Beach or Brickell, you'll likely find tourists and residents dressed in designer outfits, snapping selfies. From head to toe, it's no secret Miami knows how to dress. Most of Miami, I don't. Fashion has long been part of the fabric of the Magic City. The world of fashion is descending on South Florida for the Miami Fashion Week Summit. It kicked off last night in Brickell. Fashion experts, designers, many celebrities all gathered together to discuss the latest innovations of the industry. And among them is Asanya Davidson. She's the chairperson of the Miami Fashion Institute at Miami-Dade College, and she's overseeing her students' runway show this weekend. We'll talk about that and more. Asanya, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. First of all, how did you get into fashion?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Was there a moment? Was there something?
It could have been when my grandmother's old school Singer machine needle went through my thumb at like 3. That could have been the start of it. I'm Jamaican, so, you know, we have this saying, if you can't hear, you feel. And she used to tell me to stay away from the machine, but I was like so fascinated by it. She was the kind of seamstress that would, you know, take your measurements by eye on Saturday, and then Sunday morning you'd have like a Sunday dress. And I thought that was some sort of like voodoo, and I wanted to be a part of that. So that could have been it. I know I went through a stage of wanting to be a ninja at one point, and then I wanted to be a chef, and then I wanted to be an architect. And then I thought architecture school was too long, and I thought, okay, fashion works.
And you, I mean, you've been around the world. You studied in London.
Yes.
Right. I mean, so you've had the chance. I mean, that's something you have to do, right? I mean,
yeah.
If you're going to get into fashion, you have to have to travel.
Yeah. It's a global industry. It's not a new word for us. I hear that tossed around a lot. We're a global industry. But we've been, I mean, since, you know, kings and queens, we've been global. So part of it, I think, is you have to broaden your horizons and study overseas. And I did that. I mean, I'm a Dash alumni, you know, go Dash, go Phantoms. But I went off to school in New York, and there's an opportunity to study in Italy. So I did that and came back. And
so all these places you've been, I want to know, because we were talking about this earlier,
yeah,
is where's Miami? Where do you place Miami in the fashion world?
We're the upstarts.
You can be honest.
No, okay. No. I think we're upstarts. I think that we have the best of both worlds. You know, so we're still a gateway, right? So we have a lot of Europeans that come here. We have Latin America. And we had our own industry at one point in time. So we're kind of like well-placed to be the upstarts, to do things a little differently, but still we have some sort of like legacy.
We're not New York or Milan
or
Paris.
No, we shouldn't try to be.
We shouldn't.
We shouldn't, because they have their own issues.
You know what, but there's something interesting. I mean, you talk about, because Miamians have, I mean, we have a lot of European influence, but I wondered if we have a lot of Caribbean and Latin influences.
Yes.
So that kind of changes a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, one thing that affects us is temperature. Right. So everybody talks about seasons. I hate seasons. I like warm. But we have to deal with temperature, and that affects the way we cut things, the way things sit on the body, colors. You know, I'm always identified easily when I'm overseas, because I will wear bright, you know, colors, where everybody's wearing black. You kind of need to wear black in New York and London because it's just so dirty. But when you're here, you just love color, and you look weird walking around in black in Florida, right? So I think just that alone, having the influence of the Caribbean and just linen and natural fibers, and things are flowy and things are off the shoulder, and it's just, yeah, we're completely different.
I have to admit, I like black. It's slimming. It's slimming. That's why.
That's a myth.
No?
It's a myth.
Then I'm lying to myself,
yeah,
but that's okay. How do you describe the Miami Fashion Week Summit? What is it?
So, I mean, there's really, I always, in my mind, there's always like two pieces to it. There's the summit, which is really our sustainability conversation. And it's really what set Miami Fashion Week apart from all the other fashion weeks that happen, because they don't have a summit as part of their fashion week. And the fact that we're really focused that summit entirely on sustainability is a big deal for us. So there's that piece, and we have those in the mornings, this morning, tomorrow morning. And then in the evening, you have the runway shows. And then you have the gala, which is a fundraiser for Nicholas Children's Hospital, and the kickoffs and the ending parties and the, you know, the blogger parties and all of those. But really, it's the piece that excites us is the summit conversation piece about sustainability.
Let's talk about that. I mean, you're talking about sustainability. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, looking at, and this has always been a criticism of the industry, mm-hmm. is, you know, that it's not so eco-friendly.
Oh, no, we're definitely not eco-friendly.
Okay. And I hear different things on this debate about, you know, just how un-eco-friendly it is. But, I mean, right. how bad is it?
Number two in the world.
Really?
Yeah, the worst.
Why? What is it? What is it about the industry?
It's you know, people don't really look at it as all the parts. We are leather tanning, which is a lot of chemicals. We use an extreme amount of water to process fabrics. Like I think something close to like 60,000 gallons for a pair of jeans. Our labor is really cheap and sometimes really substandard situations. So there's a lot that goes on. And then right now we're dealing with fast fashion. So the high consumption of fashion, sometimes not even being worn and tossed into the garbage or being shipped overseas and dumped in third world markets. So there's a lot of pieces that make it a bad industry. And then on top of that, where our fibers come from, a lot of it's petroleum byproducts, right? And so are cosmetics, and so are a lot of things that go into the fashion world. So this it's is the unseen pieces.
This is so interesting. So like the last segment, we're sitting here talking about ocean conservancy. Yes. And one of the big issues is, of course, you know, get plastics in the water.
Yeah.
And yet, really, the clothes that we're wearing mm-hmm. is more damaging to the yeah. environment than the straws.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before about microplastics. And how every time you wash your clothes, because of the abrasion in the tumbler, the microplastics break off from the main fabric and end up in your water supply, or end up because they're so small, they get past all the different filtration right. systems. So you're finding fish that have microplastics in their stomachs, or you're inhaling microplastics and don't even know it. So as we learn more about, you know, the things that we've done, we're also learning about the effects that we're having on our oceans. Yeah.
I'm talking with Asanya Davidson. She's the chairperson of the Miami Fashion Institute at Miami-Dade College. Miami Fashion Week kicked off last night. We'll talk some latest trends, but talking about the industry in general, this is really interesting. So during the summit, I mean, that's going to be part of the discussion, but okay, people talk about it. What's really happening? Is the industry serious about trying to get off that list, be more sustainable?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some greenwashing happening in the world, but a lot of the bigger corporations, Kering and LVMH, are making an effort to curb some of their habits. It takes a lot. These are established countries that have a lot of undoing to do and then redoing on top of that. So it takes a while. But the newer brands that are starting up, we have some speakers, Stefan Siegel, not just a label, Lauren Balkan, that spoke today. They're all doing different things, and there are brands that are doing different things. We have a brand that's located, they have a store here, Reformation, is completely sustainable. So there are brands that are doing things.
As a consumer, mm-hmm. I mean, look, I'm going to look at the back of the tag and it's going to tell me where it's from. And a lot of yeah. the stuff that we have is coming from China or the Far East. So,
right.
I mean, but as a consumer, what can I do? Where can I find out what's really going into making my clothes? And maybe I don't want to buy certain things because...
Right. There's a great website, Fashion Revolution, that started during, well, actually right after the Rana Plaza catastrophe that happened not so long ago. And they kind of advise you on how to consume because they know that people aren't going to stop, right? But how can we be better consumers? Do you need to buy 50 different white t-shirts? Really? Do you? And if you do, they need to all be organic cotton. And yes, it's a little bit more expensive, but at least you're not harming the planet, right? What is your fashion vibe, and can secondhand shopping be your thing, which is slated to outpace the fast fashion world, you know, secondhand shopping in maybe the next 10 years or so. So there's different ways to consume. There's different things you can look for. There's different labels that you might want to look into. So Fashion Revolution is probably one of the better sites to go visit. They're always doing things. They're always talking about things. If you don't have any concept of why the industry is as, you know, bad as it is, there's True Cost, which is a great documentary. If we show it to our students, it gets them upset, but it also gets them fired up to fix this.
Yeah, I was wondering if they said, and I know which one you're talking about,
yeah.
but I wonder if they don't afterwards feel like, I don't want to do this now.
No, there's always a lot of tears and anger after watching it.
It's always interesting to learn what we don't know.
Yeah, so it's always a lot of tears and anger, a lot of shouting that happens, a lot of debate, which is what we like. We like to see them debate it. And then from that point, we sort of introduce them to people who are doing something about it. There is a label here in Wynwood, Nomad Tribe, and they do a lot of socially conscious things within fashion. So we introduce them to those people and have those kind of conversations. But yeah, it's a lot.
Real quickly, to finish up here is, so how do you tell people the best way to, you know, really enjoy Fashion Week in Miami?
Oh, wow. I mean, if you can go to a show, it's one of those things that I don't think anyone forgets. If you've never been to a fashion show, you may have seen them on TV. If you can volunteer to be backstage, that's probably a little bit better, only because you get to see the complete chaos of it. And if you're interested in fashion, I'd say, you know, volunteer to get backstage. I don't know if the lists are closed now, but that's a great way for someone who thinks they're interested in fashion. I say thinks because it's a different game once you get involved in it. But yeah,
you know what, though, it's something interesting, because I wonder what you tell your students, as you did, you traveled,
right?
Do you tell your students you want to make it in the business, you're going to have to leave, or is there an opportunity here? Is this a place where people can start to build their career?
Oh no, there's definitely opportunity here. That's what's great, because there's so many small brands starting here, or they're coming here because they feel like this is a great space for them to be in. So there's spaces for them to work and grow and develop their career. But at some point, I think no matter what you end up doing in whatever career, you're going to need to sort of get out of your bubble. And so this is a nice little safety net for those of them that have been born and raised in Miami. But at some point, you need to sort of know what everybody else is talking about, you know. So whether it means going to Latin America or going to Spain or going to other countries, I spent a lot of time in West Africa. I love working in Africa. I think it's going to be the next bastion for fashion. So it's really important that they start to get used to being in these other environments and seeing non-typical things for themselves.
Asanya Davidson, chairperson of the Miami Fashion Institute at Miami-Dade College. Miami Fashion Week kicked off last night. Asanya, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure. Have
thank
a fun
you for
time this
me.
Week.
I listen to you guys all the time, so thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, and enjoy the rest of Fashion
thank
Week.
Thank you. And our show is on Saturday, so you guys check us out on Instagram, Miami Fashion Institute.
Oh, we will share that up. That's on our. We'll share that up on our social media, WLRN Sundial. Well, that's our program for this Thursday, May 30th. I'm Luis Hernandez. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth, he is as fickle as can be, because he's damn deadly.